America has sent a huge war fleet towards Iran. Big ships, fighter jets, missiles, an entire floating city of war moving slowly into the Gulf. Now, for most people in the world, this sounds like just another foreign news story. But for India, for us, this is not far away. This is right next door to our economic lifeline. In late December, Iran's currency suddenly collapsed due to geopolitical pressures from Israel and United States. Prices in Iran went crazy. People couldn't afford daily things, so people came out on the streets. First, it was traders, then students, then normal families. Very quickly, these protests turned into something bigger. People started shouting slogans against the government, and then things turned violent. Some reports say more than 5,000 people were killed, tens of thousands were arrested, internet was shut down, security forces were given orders to shoot. And then Donald Trump openly supported the protesters. He even said, "Help is on its way." That scared Iranian government to some extent. And then suddenly, America started moving military power. Trump said, "We have a big force going. Maybe we won't have to use it, but just in case." At first, it sounds like normal political talk, right? But then the details started coming out. An entire aircraft carrier strike group, led by the USS Abraham Lincoln, changed direction from South China Sea and started moving towards the Middle East. Along with it, destroyers with Tomahawk missiles, missiles defense systems, thousands of troops, fighter jets, even stealth bombers are on standby. Slowly, quietly, the sea started filling with weapons. Now, why is this dangerous? Because Iran replied very clearly, if America attacks, all US bases in the regions are legitimate targets. This is not normal talk. This is pre-war language. And remember, the US has bases all around Iran. If one shot is fired, this won't stay small. This becomes a regional war. And now comes the Indian angle. And this is very important. For India, the Gulf is not some faraway map location. It is our oil highway, our trade route, and home to 9 million Indians. India imports more than 80% of its oil. Most of it passes through one narrow place, the Strait of Hormuz, right next to Iran. If tension rises, oil prices jump, insurance goes up, rupee comes under pressure, petrol, diesel, LPG, everything becomes expensive. Even without a war, just fear is enough to hurt us. Now, a big part of India's trade to Europe, Africa, West Asia passes through these same waters. If Iran starts harassing ships, or if insurance companies panic, shipping becomes costly, goods become expensive, inflation comes home. And don't forget, our people, almost 9 million Indians work in the Gulf. Any conflict means evacuation planning, emergency diplomacy, big stress for families back home. We have seen this before, Kuwait War, Yemen, Lebanon. Every time there is instability, along with that comes headache. So what is America really doing? Officially, America says, this is deterrence. We don't want war, we are just showing strength. But Iran is saying, this is provocation. Any attack means all-out war. Now ask yourself something, if America says this is just deterrence and Iran is saying it is provocation, then why does it feel like both sides are preparing for the same accident? Here's the real reason Trump stopped last time when he used bombers inside Iran. Not because he didn't want war, because his generals told him something scary. There is no clean way to win this. Iran is not Iraq, not Libya, not Afghanistan. If this starts, it doesn't end in weeks. It drags on, it spreads. It burns the whole region, and that is why Gulf countries must have also told America the same thing, please don't do this. Because they know if fire starts here, nobody's house stays safe. And India is doing what it always does. India has good relations with the United States, good relations with Israel, good relations with Gulf countries, and also old ties with Iran. So India cannot pick sides easily. Our strategy is simple. Stay quiet, talk to everyone, push for de-escalation, protect our interests. Because for India, this is not about politics. This is about petrol prices, trade and people's lives. Now the real question is the Gulf becoming a place of permanent tension, where every few years, warships come, missiles are shown, markets panic. Now big powers can afford to send signals. India cannot. We don't live in theories, we live in consequences. How long can the world live in a place where one mistake can make petrol pumps, stock markets, flights and millions of lives panic at the same time? So when US warships move in the Gulf, India watches it and hopes. Please don't let this explode. Because for us, stability in West Asia is not a luxury. It is a daily necessity. I hope you found this video informative. Any more on this topic, I will update you. Thanks for watching and I'll see you in the next one.